1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to Winners and Losers of the Chicago Sports Weekend right here on Sports Talk Chicago. I'm Joey Christopoulos. Follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Let's kick it off right away with a loser of the week. Loser of the weekend, me. That's right, me. If you remember last week, heading into Friday's weekend, I actually said that the Chicago Cubs had a turning point series against the New York Mets, and they had to take 2 or 3 or possibly sweep. What am I doing? What am I thinking with this team where I keep thinking that this is going to turn around? It hasn't turned around. They got pummeled on Friday. I was at the game. They came back. They won on Saturday. And then again, the offense was asleep on Sunday. Look, at this point in the particular season, they're not buying. They're not selling. They're not doing anything. They're caught exactly where they are, right in the middle. They're a team of 5 or 6 hitters with a bunch of guys at the bottom of the lineup too as well. They're going to hit 20 to 22 home runs. They don't have enough offense, and they don't have enough high-end pitching with velocity right now to really make a difference. So you could talk Jack Flaherty all you want to. You could talk Vladimir Guerrero, which I have on the show all I want to. At this point, the Chicago Cubs, they are losers until they put together at least 10 to 13 straight days of positive baseball. They just finished a 9-game homestand, 4-5. It's clearly not going to cut it, but it's been indicative of this team all season long. They are one of my big losers this weekend, along with this guy who thought that this was the time, the perfect opportunity with great weather against the New York Mets at home, that they could possibly turn it around. On the other side of the coin, though, a winner, Ryan Sandberg, gets a statue outside of Wrigley. It was a fantastic event, great ceremony. Bob Casas was there. To the Chicago Cubs' credit that I just dragged, they all came out, they watched the ceremony. And look, Ryan Sandberg is special to me because this is one of the players of my youth. Him and Andre Dawson were 1A, 1B from my favorite baseball players growing up in the 80s and the 90s. And one of the most interesting things about Ryan Sandberg is that the dude pulled a Michael Jordan at one point. He was the toast of the town in Chicago. For those looking at his 282 home runs and saying that wasn't that much, when Ryan Sandberg retired, that was the mark for second baseman. He was the king of second baseman at that time. And the dude retired. He said that he had lost his power. There were a lot of off-the-field rumors at the particular time. And it kind of went through the wash, because if you look it up, strange fact, he actually retired on June 13th, 1994, which just so happened to be the exact same day that the news broke that O.J. Simpson had murdered Nicole Simpson and her boyfriend at the time. So kind of washed away. He pulled a bit of a Jordan, came back a year later, hit 26 home runs, drove in 92 RBIs, played the year after that, gave us a little bit of a victory lap. But unbelievable for career for Ryan Sandberg, great defensive player. Now he gets a statue outside of Wrigley, and we all know what he's been going on, what he's been dealing with in his life over the last year, dealing, defeating, and kicking cancer's ass. We're so happy for Rhino. He is obviously a huge winner in Chicago sports this weekend. Moving over, just a quick loser, not quite a weekend thing, but the loser again, the Chicago Bulls. I'm not a really big fan of the Josh Giddey and Alex Caruso trade. I'm going to probably try and get into that in more detail and more depth in this week's show. But again, Alex Caruso, what's sad about it is, look, I get it. You're trying to trade for something younger with Josh Giddey. But at the same time, Alex Caruso is a championship-type player. So anytime you trade one of those guys, you are saying to yourself, guess what? We are not ready or even competing for a championship at that time. Big loser for me. Another winner of the weekend. Look, credit where credit's due. I gave her a hard time on last week's winners and losers, so I got to pay the credit card bill on this one here. Big winner, Angel Reese yesterday. Unbelievable performance, finally taking down Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever, and she did it practically all by herself. 26 points, 15 rebounds in a sold-out house with celebrities lined around the front row. She was fantastic. She is awesome. She has great hands inside the paint. They were giving her some great lobs, and she was going right up, taking some layups. She is strong. She is athletic. She has great hands inside. Everything that you would want from a big player in your lineup. Angel Reese, I gave her a hard time last week, but this is what I wanted to see. Prove it on the court. Show us you're a winner on the court and not just some sort of physical force that's going to terrorize Caitlin Clark and then complain to the referees afterwards. We don't want to see that. We want to see your skill on display. And 26 and 15, she keeps racking up double-doubles consecutively, one game after another. 26 and 15 was one of the higher numbers that you're going to see in the WNBA in a long time. And that's the type of stuff that builds a star, not necessarily some of the controversial BS that we've seen them get involved with in the last couple of weeks. So I got to give it to her. Huge credit, winner Angel Reese. Another quick winner, too, as well as the Chicago Bears, just because, look, they didn't do anything this weekend. And like I said on the show, until otherwise, the Chicago Bears, in my mind, every single day, every single weekend, are a winner until further notice. And then finally, my last loser of the week, who could it be? Other than the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago White Sox, a team that promised us in the offseason that they were going to be raising the IQ of the team, they were going to be preaching fundamentals, and then they lose a ball game on Friday because Paul DeJong forgets how many outs there are in the ninth inning, and he gets doubled up off of first base to end a game. You can't make this stuff up. The culture is poison. Pedro Grifol, another article came out this weekend that the White Sox are internally looking at Skip Schumacher, the current manager of the Miami Marlins, to possibly replace Pedro Grifol next year. The dude's days are numbered. Can we just put the guy out of his misery already? I mean, I get it. You don't want to eat the money, but it's only $1 million. You're also saying yourself in this apathetic tone of what's the point at this point. But honestly, put us out of the misery with Pedro Grifol. Another big loser is something that is consistent with this White Sox organization is putting players back out on the field when they are clearly injured. Another loser this weekend is Eloy Jimenez. Right now, Eloy Jimenez, his physical body in a White Sox uniform is a hot dog in a Burger King. It doesn't make any sense. I have to tell you right now, I'm 40 years old. I wake up every day sore. I wake up every day tight. My calves are bothering me. It takes me 20 minutes to stretch, but you know what, damn it, I do stretch. And then I go for a run and I kind of feel okay. I empathize with what's going on with Eloy Jimenez right now because the dude simply can't run the bases. And look, if all you can do is just sit in the batter's box and hit the ball, why don't you just transfer over to golf and play a different sport? Because there's so many other elements to baseball that I think people often underestimate. And there are things that clearly Eloy Jimenez can't do. Dude is not healthy. The team is up the track. Why are you rushing this guy back until he is 110, 150, whatever cliched percentage that you want? But anything less than 100, it is a disservice to him, and it is another embarrassment for the White Sox in a long line of embarrassments this season. Those are my winners and losers of the Chicago Sports Weekend. Make sure you turn in a little bit later this week. We got a great episode with a very special guest coming up. I'm Joey Christopoulos. Follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Follow us at Sports Talk Chicago. Comment and question below, like and subscribe, and have a great week.